season 2 of Project Distinct, the podcast that shows you how to make your effort stand out so you can move up. Discover what it takes to grow your business and yourself with best-selling author and member of the Sales and Marketing Hall of Fame and the Professional Speakers Hall of Fame, Scott McCain.
Can you be disrupted? And the answer is undoubtedly yes. As mentioned in a previous episode of Project Distinct here this week, even Jeff Bezos of Amazon says that there will come a time when Amazon will be disrupted. His job is to keep that from happening as long into the future as possible. So can you be disrupted? Yes. Will you be disrupted is a totally different question. And we're going to talk about what you can do to prevent disruption through distinction on today's Project Distinct, brought to you by your resource on creating distinction. That is simply there for you, absolutely free, at distinctionnation.com. There you can access a 14-day audio program absolutely free on what does it take to create personal distinction. Just download it. Listen to it just like you're listening to this podcast. A 14-day program. Listen to one part of the course every day for 2 weeks. You've developed your personal distinction plan. Also, workbooks, ebooks, all there for you, absolutely free. Just join the nation. It's distinctionnation.com. One of the things I said in the book, Iconic, is simply this: the genesis of all disruption is dissatisfaction. There has to be some friction that creates the customer's desire to do better. Steve Jobs famously claimed that they hadn't really planned on getting into the mobile phone business at Apple, but they hated their phones and thought we could do better. Isn't it absolutely fascinating that Nokia and Motorola were working 24/7, 365 on mobile phones, but it took somebody outside the industry to create it? I wrote in my first book over 20 years ago, in All Business and Show Business, that there's absolutely no reason there should be ESPN. And the reason is because Sports Illustrated already had reporters at the game. Yet Sports Illustrated viewed their business as the magazine business rather than the sports information business. They didn't realize that what people were buying wasn't a magazine. It was information about sports. The magazine was simply the tool by which it was delivered. We can cite a number of examples where it really shouldn't have happened that way. Everything from the off-sided example of Netflix offering itself for sale to Blockbuster, to the Wright brothers offering the technology and the patents on the airplanes to Union Pacific Railroad. It's how you view your business that makes all the difference in the world. I found a post from just a couple days ago on MarTech series, and MarTech stands for Marketing Technology. So it's Mar, M-A-R, Tech, T-E-C-H, series.com. This is an article by Michelle Morelli, and it's titled How Consumer Insights Can Satisfy a Marketer's Need for Agility, Innovation, and Disruption. And one of the things she points out in this excellent article is that we got to understand how your brand can be disrupted. She says, quote, to evolve your brand and ensure that you don't lose market share, marketers must keep an eye on industry disruption. She says, one way to do so is to embrace the use of real-time customer insights to have a laser focus on the current demand of the contemporary consumer. She says this allows marketers and brands to stay one step ahead of what customers are looking for and deliver accordingly. And that's a really brilliant insight that we need to examine a little bit more, simply for this reason. It means that creating the ultimate customer experience and creating distinction in the marketplace and listening to our customers, all the things we've been talking about here, are primary foundational tools that will help us prevent disruption, get closer to our customers, and eliminate that dissatisfaction that we've said at this genesis of all disruption. One example she uses here, she says, quote, tapping consumer insights allows established brands to recognize how to tip the disruptive balance to develop new and better customer brand associations, like ascendant direct-to-consumer brands. In other words, what she's saying is, if you're able to listen to what customers want and be nimble enough to adapt what you do to fit that, then you can head off the disruptive model. For example, she says, Walmart acquired Bonobos. Schick acquired Harry's. And Target announced multiple partnerships with direct-to-consumer brands like Harry's, Flamingo, and Quip, the toothbrushes, right, to offer those products in store. As the retail landscape continues to shift, there will be countless opportunities to identify trends and act accordingly to be the next brand to disrupt the industry. Harnessing on-demand consumer insights gives a brand a huge leg up on the competition to be able to do so. One of the stories I wrote about is Michelle Stacy, a friend of mine that I was her coach, consultant with. And Michelle is formerly the president of Keurig. We all know those from the breweries, you know, the brewers and the cup, you know, the K-Cups and all that, the dominant in home brewing for coffee. Michelle tells the story of, you know, you're in the coffee industry and you're not Starbucks, so who's your big competitor? Well, obviously, Starbucks. I mean, that's the elephant in the room, right? Anytime you do anything in the coffee industry, is Starbucks there. Interestingly enough, Michelle said, what if we got Starbucks to make K-Cups to offer them a new revenue stream, yet it would help us to be allied with Starbucks to bring them into our tent as well? In other words, what she did was exactly what's happening here when a store like Target goes to Quip toothbrushes that's sold direct to consumer and finds a way to get them in the store as well. How do you cooperate with the disruptor? How do you find to get the disruptor in your tent and help them become a part of what you do as opposed to just narrowly focusing on what you already have out there in the marketplace? In other words, what I'm suggesting to you is pretty important, I would suggest to you. It's that we have to listen to what customers are saying and anticipate their needs from that information, not merely just try to solve what they're asking for. Look, the quote that's probably mentioned most in business today is when Steve Jobs quoted Henry Ford saying, if I'd ask customers what they wanted, they'd say faster horses. But yet at the same time, we need to listen to customers, not only to fulfill their desires and their goals and their wants, but also to try to anticipate what they're going to need next. If we don't listen to our customers, hey, look, if you can't deliver what's now, I'm never going to believe you can deliver what's next. If you're not listening to me and serving me with the ultimate customer experience now, why should I ever believe that you can serve my needs in the future as time shift, as innovation changes, as disruption happens? Your job right now is to build that reservoir of goodwill with your customers by listening to them, anticipating their needs, and solving it before a disruptor can get there to do it first. When you eliminate that dissatisfaction in the marketplace, you also eliminate the possibility of disruption. Well, that's all for today on Project Distinct. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing and subscribing. As I always say, we really, really appreciate it. On behalf of Ben and Shelley and everybody that works on Project Distinct, it's really a privilege to bring you these messages every day. Hope you enjoy it. And we've got something special coming for the weekend. I'll tell you more about that tomorrow on the next new Project Distinct.
You've been listening to the podcast to help you create distinction so you can stand out and move up. Project Distinct with Scott McCain. To have Scott become your virtual coach and to discover more distinctive resources, check out DistinctionNation.com for free videos, posts, and more. To have Scott personally deliver his message at your next event, go to ScottMcCain.com. Please share today's message on social media and make sure to subscribe to Project Distinct on your favorite podcast app. We will see you tomorrow with another episode of Project Distinct.